We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. But first...
Whoa.
Yesterday, we talked about Betty White and how bored she is during the pandemic.
Okay.
Well, okay, I'm hearing we got a late-breaking update on her. Hold on.
Oh,
producers
don't.
Are talking in my ear right now.
You don't have an earpiece. You're not a news dude.
Okay. We're going to go with it. Everyone, this just in. Reports are Hollywood legend Betty White just finished another crossword puzzle.
Okay. That's the update.
You heard it here first. Good for her. I promise you this, any crosswords Betty White finishes, we will give you the late breaking updates on the hour, every hour, Betty White news.
Can I say something?
No, you cannot. We need to get into the shock collar question of the day.
No one wants that.
Everybody wants Betty White news, and everybody loves a good shock collar, because it is time to get a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, you will be punished with a shock to the throat while singing a song. So text in to 78592. Why are you interrupting me in the middle of my intro, bro?
Because you're still kind of in your news person voice, and it's freaking me out.
Okay.
It's feeling a lot this morning.
All right.
I feel like I'm getting
radio,
a lot
Jeff.
Of Jeff right in the face.
Okay. Jose, you answer the question.
Thank you.
I drew the name. Now, will we get more Jeff?
Uh-oh.
It is Jeff! Jeff Navy Crusher DeBow. He does crush the Navy.
Okay. Take a deep breath, buddy. Just be here with us.
I got so excited about Betty White.
I know.
I was with you, bro.
I mean, every time.
Sometimes, you know.
I wonder if she finished one that was across or one that was up and down.
It doesn't really matter.
Was it like
really doesn't. It's gonna distract me. But while I put on the shock collar, Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
Google's trend section just turned 15 years old.
Whoa.
Really?
But it's not addicted to vaping like most teenagers. It's actually the part of the search engine that analyzes what people are looking for the most. And no surprise, the number one most common search over the last decade and a half, what time is it?
What?
Shut it.
It's always on the computer in the corner.
Yeah.
Today, I have the rest of the top five most common things people have searched in the past 15 years,
what?
And I need you to tell me what they are in no particular order.
Oh,
wow. God, it's 15 years.
And if the first one is what time is it, I'm going to think,
basic.
We got to go real dumb on these.
Well, they come out with these lists every single year. And the one that's always, always on there is how do I tie a tie?
Yeah, it's always a how-to, but he's right.
People are always Googling that.
Really? You think that's top?
It is. On YouTube, it's top. I don't know about Google, but on YouTube, it's like the top search.
You know, I feel like you're eliminating like half the population. I've never asked Google that.
You didn't? No?
Really?
No,
have you thought about how dumb the other half of the population is, though?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. It makes up for it, is what you're saying?
So I think there could be a few how-to questions on there.
That's what I'm
what are other ones besides how to tie a tie?
Like how to date or something generic.
How to get a girl to love me and stay with me and marry me.
Something like that.
I think how to date is probably
like how to
simpler.
Talk to
more generic.
The opposite sex.
What about not even dating? What about how to kiss?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just something in that category.
How to love.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, like,
how to kiss.
When I
how to kiss is a YouTube search. It really is.
Really?
Yeah, teenagers do it. What he's talking
are
about.
There
and not just teenagers.
That don't know how to kiss?
Well, sometimes you.
Teenagers, I'm assuming.
Sometimes you realize that you've been kissing wrong your entire life. And you go back when you're 40 years old and you're like, I've been doing this. How do I do it the right way?
I feel like this. I feel like this is really personal for you.
I'm assuming.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very specific assuming.
But remember, I think we're going down the YouTube route, which
I
does
so
correlate
too.
With Google, but I know you're right when it comes to YouTube, Jeff, for sure.
Okay, let's get the question one more time.
Google Trends just turned 15 years old, and when it's not listening to the kid Leroy or fawning over the next sway boy with shaggy hair, it's analyzing the most common searches that people make. I already told you that what time is it was already on the list, and you still have four more guesses, so let's give you a lifeline. Pick a number between 2 and 5, and I'll tell you what's behind it.
Oh, man.
I want to know number 3.
Number 3 on the list is how to kiss.
No!
It was on there.
Dang it.
So we're on the right track.
Okay.
That's good. Do you think there's anything about travel on there? Like how to book a flight?
The fact that people are looking up time makes me think that they're not capable of looking up flights right now.
Yeah.
They're Googling, like what is the
they
time?
Don't know how to kiss, and they can't read a clock. So
what else can't people do?
Maybe when will humanity end? Because I'm pretty sure it's soon if these are the things we're worried about.
If it hasn't already.
I'm trying to think like the simple, dumbest thing. I keep going to how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Something you're like, how lines. To scramble eggs.
Yeah. Like, so, oh, there you go. How to cook an egg or how to scramble an egg or make an omelet.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the thing that I have the opposite eggs? For you. Instead of how to eat more, how do I lose weight?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, put it down. I like it. Solid. In.
Along those lines, and I'm not kidding, how to make money. Like, easy. How to make money.
How do I get rich?
How to get rich. Yeah, stuff like that.
That's good.
And another thing is, not everybody is Googling stuff from their computers. Some people Google from their phones.
When you're out
and about, what are things that you might Google? Like, where do I go? How do I get there?
That'd be specific too. Right?
What do you have right now? Where are we at? Because I feel like you have how to date.
How to tie a tie, how to kiss, how to lose weight, how to get rich. Those are my four right now.
You drop tie and put in how to date.
I'm not dropping how to tie a tie. I know that's in there.
Where to meet someone.
I feel like tie a tie and tie your shoes could be there, but no, that's only for younger people.
Yeah. There's no 2-year-olds on there. Like,
hey, don't judge me. All right, I learned, but it was 3 years ago.
My dad backs you. He thinks there should be more adult Velcro in the world.
Thank you.
Maybe it's just why.
What's the meaning of life?
Mm-hmm.
No, something really deep.
Okay. You think I should just go with the ones that I have?
I hate tie, but okay. Go for it.
All right. I'm going with how do I tie a tie? How do I kiss? How do I lose weight? And how do I get rich?
They're all how-tos.
According to that rambunctious street we know as Google Trends, these are the top 5 most commonly searched questions from the last 15 years. I said number 1 was what time is it? Number 2 is how to tie a tie.
Oh, my God. He's right.
It's always on there.
Crazy.
Number 3 is how to kiss. You got that in your lifeline.
Okay.
Number 4 was where am I?
What?
Where am I?
How do you ask Google that? So what does it give you back?
It'll probably show you on a map exactly pinpoint where you are.
And number 5 was how many ounces are in a cup.
Oh, that's random.
Okay. I do look up cooking stuff like that.
How many are in a cup? 8?
I have no idea. I look it up every time. I need it.
Anybody?
I'm going to Google.
I know there's 28 grams in an ounce, but I don't. That's for other reasons. I don't know the other.
Okay. I just Googled where am I, and it said the wrong place.
Maybe you'll have to Google it over and over then.
Maybe it's because.
It literally showed a different city.
Wow.
Okay.
No, I'm curious.
Not trustworthy.
Everyone's going to be Googling it now.
Try Googling it. And while you're Googling it, somebody wanted to hear me sing the song Who Let the Dogs Out by Baha Men.
Oh, that list.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a good one. So I'm going to sing Who Let the Dogs Out by Baha Men.
Yeah, you are.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who?
It sounded like an aggressive sneeze.
That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone zap's coming up in just a few minutes.